USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking to young conservatives in Florida last evening and calling the House impeachment delay unfair, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding off on sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Senate. Trump arguing that Pelosi adopted that strategy because she has no case. And he's claiming Democrats are violating the Constitution. He also told that young crowd,
"You have never Trumped or Republicans. In some cases, they're worse than the Obama and the Clinton people. They're never Trumpers. These are the dumbest human beings on earth."
The president also announcing that following a recent breakthrough at the negotiation table, a trade deal with China is not far off. Under the deal, the U.S. is agreeing to reduce some import tariffs, and China is committing to buying more goods from the U.S. agriculture sector. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Democratic presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg opening campaign offices in three states yesterday, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, all three considered swing states in next year's election. Bloomberg also discussing the impeachment process.
Senate Republicans probably will not vote to remove the president, so it's up to us at the ballot booth.
Las Vegas officials say six people are dead, over a dozen injured, after a fire broke out at an apartment building early yesterday morning. Firefighters say it appears to be accidental. The building reportedly had no heat, and many residents were using stoves and heaters to stay warm. Major League Baseball agreeing to a 5-year deal with its umps. The new deal could pave the way for an automated strike zone. The umpires have agreed to cooperate with the league in developing and testing automated ball strike calls and to assist if the commission decides to use it during games. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Congress passes a bill to crack down on what many Americans consider one of the biggest nuisances in daily life. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law.
A trailer truck collided with a passenger bus in eastern Guatemala early yesterday, killing at least 20 people and leaving a dozen people wounded, according to the National Disaster Agency there. Firefighters telling reporters the truck appeared to have collided with the bus from behind in a city that's about 95 miles east of Guatemala City. For Jews, Hanukkah starts at sundown tonight, a joyous holiday commemorating religious freedom won by a tiny band of Jews, the Maccabees, over 2,000 years ago. The Syrian Greek army tried to suppress Judaism, so the Jews pushed back and won. They recaptured a temple. The other miracle associated with Hanukkah is that the one-day supply of holy oil found in the temple burned for 8 days, which is why the festival runs for 8 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.